Today's podcast is sponsored by SeatGeek, guaranteed the lowest price for a great seat to any sports or concert event. The easiest way into a game. That's SeatGeek.com, promo code IRONMAN.
Yes, go check it out. This is this is where you can find tickets to go to your biggest events right now. All just ordering from your phone.
You have a joke about Iron Man?
Yeah, but it's pretty ironic.
No one's allowed to talk, is that it? You can't talk?
No, you intimidate them.
Good God, you're a woman.
Is it better to be feared or respected? I say, is it too much to ask for both? I humbly present the Jericho.
Tony Stark, now you work for me.
What are you building, Stark?
Your eyes are red. Your tears for your long-lost boss.
Tears of joy. I hate job hunting.
Yeah, vacation's over.
Welcome home, sir.
Put up the scanner, will you? What happened over there?
I have my eyes open.
I want to protect the people
I put in harm's way.
A man with a dozen keys can rule all of Asia.
Yeah, I can fly.
Let's see if this dog can hunt.
So the upgrade is complete.
Tell you what, throw a little hot rod red in there.
Damn.
Good luck keeping up.
What's going on here?
Let's face it, this is not the worst thing you've caught me doing.
There's been speculation that I'm parading around as a superhero. I'm just not the hero type, clearly.
Welcome to the Movie Yang Podcast. I'm your host, Cole Knob, and I'm here with star guest, G.D. Pillar. Today, we are going to be flying into Iron Man. Alright, so now here's a quick summary of Iron Man. In the movie, a billionaire industrialist and great inventor, Tony Stark, who is Iron Man, is doing weapon tests overseas. He gets kidnapped by terrorists and forced to build a dangerous weapon for them. Instead of doing what he's supposed to do, he secretly builds an armored suit to use to escape, which he does. Then he returns to the USA, does improvements, and remakes his suit to use to combat crime and terrorism. So I just watched Iron Man again this week, and I find that every time I watch it, I'm always entertained. I see it on TV, and it just grabs my attention. There's so much action in it.
So yeah, my thoughts are exactly like, I like Iron Man because it shows how a greedy person, like Tony Stark, only begins thinking only about himself, and not much to others, both throughout the movie when he actually faces evil danger, like when he was kidnapped by the Taliban in Afghanistan. He actually finds out how to be an actual hero to do good things, and it changes his mood of like how to actually be a good person in the world.
Alright, let's jump right into it. GD, what are your nominees for the most heroic moment?
Well, I'm going with a scene where Iron Man has been kidnapped in Africa by some terrorists to make him some military weapons, and if he doesn't, he's also drowning. I like this thing because it's where he began the first Iron Man suit. He he actually made his first Iron Man suit right there because he didn't want to. He actually didn't want to get kidnapped, so he invented this whole suit. I guess it does.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I'm also going to throw in the scene right at the end where the battle is happening. And Pepper, who is Tony's employee, presses the button to shut down the power source to both Tony and Obadiah suits. But Iron Man had a backup power source so he could still survive. And, like, it's just, I think it's pretty heroic because it's not necessarily Iron Man, like, doing the most heroic thing.
It's like his wife, too.
Yeah.
His wife is also having the same one because she really loves him.
So the most memorable quote for me is the last line of the movie.
I am Iron Man.
I think this makes the ending just kind of really epic and memorable.
The most memorable quote, I think, is when Iron Man says,
"Before an actual flight is a Jarvis, sometimes you gotta run before you can walk. Ready?"
It's kind of humorous because he's testing his suit out to see if he can fly, and suddenly he decides to blast off into the sky.
So now we have our nominees for the best part of the journey. For me, I have to say the scene where he's building his suit and testing it, it's the best part of the journey for me just because there's a little bit of humor in it and it's kind of cool to watch him make all his suits.
Yeah. Well, what was my favorite scene of the Hero's Journey movie is when he actually saves the people from the terrorist and his battle with Stan on the roof of the power building. I really like that scene because it shows the velocity of Iron Man to be actually become his true self. Yeah.
Now we're moving into our next category, the most rewatchable scene. Here are our nominees. When Iron Man is being chased down by the jets from the military, in the scene, it's really cool how he dodges all the things getting shot at him. He, like, hides on one of the jets underneath. It's kind of really an intense scene, and it's really fast, and shows off his suit, kind of.
Yeah, it really does. What I like is, like, at the beginning of the scene, when he was gambling, it actually shows how it actually relates to some people actually being really rich and just thinking about themselves, not really caring about others. But through the process of the all thing, it actually makes them a better hero just with all his money and all that.
Our next category is unanswerable question. Our nominee is one thing that I thought about instantly after the movie was done. Was what happened to Stane after he fell through the roof, and how did Iron Man revive his power source?
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense because didn't like he take it away or something?
Yeah, like this one building was just like supporting both of their suits, and like if that power was gone, their suits just wouldn't work anymore.
Yeah, if one goes down, they all go down.
Yeah.
So some interesting facts that I found about Iron Man is that it surprised me, where that Tony Stark also built specialized suits for the other environments like deep sea diving and space travel.
Yeah, he built like many suits. I even saw one part where it said like he built like 16 different suits.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
And all different models for whatever he was going to be doing in that journey.
Yep.
So now for our next interesting fact, we have, I found out that Tony Stark has a piece of shrapnel near his heart. That's why he needs his, like, magnet thing in there to help him survive.
Yeah, I did not notice. And another one that says, Tony is based off the millionaire industry Howard Hughes,
Yeah, like, I didn't really even know that at all.
I didn't know that. I thought it was just a normal movie.
Ready, okay?
Yeah.
I think Iron Man is not the most heroic movie made in the last 10 years. However, I think it is very entertaining. It has a lot of action. It just shows how he really becomes a hero, his whole journey. So that's one reason why I think it could be the most heroic movie, but I don't think it would be the most heroic movie. Alright, if you haven't seen it already, go check out Iron Man, guys. And that's going to conclude our podcast today. Hope you guys all enjoyed and have a good day.